All India Radio presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Gunmala Kapoor. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate World Sustainable Development Summit in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi to interact with students on Pariksha Par Charcha. Campaigning for Tripura Assembly elections ends this evening, voting on Sunday. The Election Commission reviews preparedness for Meghalaya Assembly polls. Supreme Court likely to pronounce today verdict on Kaveri water dispute among Tamil Nadu, Karnataka and Kerala. Cyril Ramaphosa sworn in as new President of South Africa following resignation of Jacob Zuma. And in cricket, India to play sixth and final ODI against South Africa this afternoon at the Centurion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the World Sustainable Development Summit 2018 in New Delhi today. The summit is the flagship forum of the Energy and Resources Institute. Our correspondent reports that it seeks to bring together global leaders and thinkers in the fields of sustainable development, energy and the environment sectors on a common platform.
The theme of the three-day summit is Partnerships for a Resilient Planet. The meet seeks to create action frameworks to resolve some of the most urgent challenges facing developing economies in the backdrop of climate change. It will address a wide variety of issues, including combating land degradation, effective waste management mechanisms, combat air pollution effectively, and create financial mechanisms to enable effective climate change mitigation. Over 2,000 delegates are expected to participate in the summit, including several central ministers, policymakers, researchers, diplomats, and corporates from around the world. With Shashank Kumar, Tripti Srivastav, AIR News, Delhi.
The Prime Minister will interact with students on Pariksha Par Charcha in New Delhi this afternoon. The Human Resource Development Ministry said that about 2,000 school and college students will attend the program at the Talkatora Stadium. The Prime Minister will advise students on beating exam stress and appearing for exams with a positive attitude. In a tweet, he asked youngsters to join him in the session. He also shared a video message on Twitter. Our correspondent reports that the Prime Minister often addresses the concerns of students in his Mann Ki Baat program on All India Radio.
The interaction comes 2 weeks after the launch of the Exam Warriors book penned by the Prime Minister, which has 25 mantras to help students face examinations without stress. Nearly 10 crore students from across the country will participate in the program. The interaction is aimed at bringing to the fore a discourse about the importance of stress-free examinations. Around 10 students will get an opportunity to ask questions directly. Central Board of Secondary Education has asked all schools affiliated with the board to make necessary arrangements in the schools to enable their students to attend Prime Minister's interaction. With Dipendra, Sheila, AIR News, Delhi.
Campaigning for the Tripura Assembly elections will come to an end this afternoon. Polling for 59 seats of the 60-member assembly will be held on Sunday. Election for the Churilam Assembly seat has been postponed following the demise of CPIM candidate Ramendra Narayan Debabarma. Counting of votes will be held on the 3rd of March. Political parties have left no stone unturned to win voters. Our correspondent reports that the electoral battle is multi-pronged as the ruling CPIM, the BJP and the Congress and others are actively participating in the campaigning. Congress President Rahul Gandhi will address a rally in the state today. Yesterday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chief Minister Manik Sarkar addressed poll rallies in the state.
Addressing rallies yesterday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that this election is not being fought by the BJP and its candidates. He said it is being fought by the common people to change the misrule of the present government. On the other hand, All India General Secretary of Mahila Congress, Nagma Murarji, said that during the rule of NDA government, women are not safe in the country. Chief Minister Manik Sarkar termed BJP-IPFT alliance unholy in a rally in Barjala constituency yesterday. Today, Congress President Rahul Gandhi will address rally in Kailash Shahar of Unakoti district. Nishit Joshi, AIR News, Agartala.
The full Election Commission will review poll preparedness for assembly elections in Meghalaya on the second day today. Chief Election Commissioner O.P. Rawat, accompanied by two election commissioners, reached Shillong yesterday. It held several meetings with leaders of political parties, election officials and police officers in Shillong. Today, the poll body will meet income tax, excise, narcotic control and RBI officials, besides discussing measures to ensure law and order during the polls with Chief Secretary White Sering and DGP S.B. Singh. In Jammu and Kashmir, a gunfire started between terrorists and security forces at Palhalan village of North Kashmir's Baramulla district this morning. Security sources told AIR that a heavy contingent of the army, CRPF and Special Operations Group of the J&K police launched a cordon and search operation in the wee hours following a tip-off about the presence of terrorists in the area. As a joint team of security forces approached the suspected spot, the hiding terrorists opened fire, triggering off a gunfight. When reports last came in, the gunfight was on. This is All India Radio giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts. The Supreme Court is likely to pronounce today verdict on the decades-old Kaveri water dispute between the riparian states of Tamil Nadu, Karnataka and Kerala. A bench comprising Chief Justice Deepak Mishra and Justices A.M. Khanwilkar and D.Y. Chandrachur had on 20th September last year reserved the verdict on the appeals filed by these states against the 2007 award of the Kaveri Water Dispute Tribunal on sharing of water. Meanwhile, security has been tightened in Bengaluru, considering the verdict of the court. Speaking to reporters, Bengaluru Police Commissioner T. Sunil Kumar said 15,000 police personnel would be deployed, particularly in the sensitive areas of the city. Here is a report.
Karnataka is waiting with bated breath the outcome of Kaveri verdict in the Supreme Court today. A high alert has been declared in Kaveri Basin areas. Karnataka has cautioned the tribunal's decision of February 2007 that allocated a 270 TMC feet water to Karnataka. It has claimed the tribunal did not take distress formula into account during monsoon failures. It was also contended that needs of Bengaluru city was not considered while allocating the water share. The state is also against setting up of Kaveri Water Management Board. Sudhindra, AIR News, Bengaluru.
The Ministry of Railways has announced the recruitment process for over 89,000 posts. Online applications have been invited for Group C Level 1 posts like track maintainers, pointsmen, helpers, gatemen and porters in the age group of 18 to 31 years. Jobs have been offered for Group C Level 2 categories like assistant loco pilots and technicians in the age group of 18 to 28 years. Candidates can apply for the posts through the Railway Recruitment Board websites. Candidates who have passed Class 10 and ITI will be eligible for Group C Level 1 posts, while those who have passed Class 10 and ITI or Diploma in Engineering or a Graduation in Engineering can apply for the Level 2 posts. The RBI has directed all banks to accept small denomination notes and coins tendered at their counters. It issued a notification in Mumbai yesterday saying such denial in service causes inconvenience to the public at large as shopkeepers and traders refuse to accept coins for payment of goods and services. The Apex Bank has advised banks to accept coins, particularly in 1 and 2 rupee denominations by weightment or sachets of 100 coins each. The Uttar Pradesh government will present the budget for the next fiscal today. This will be the first full-fledged budget of the Yogi Adityanath government, which came to power last year. Talking to AIR News, State Finance Minister Rajesh Agrawal said the budget will focus on development and keep in mind the prospects for farmers and others. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has sought closer and more cordial relations in all areas of mutual interest with India. Dr. Rouhani, who is on a three-day visit to India, was addressing religious leaders of all schools of thought in Hyderabad last evening. Stating that Islam is not a religion of violence, the visiting leader said Iran believes in negotiations to resolve all differences and to spread peace, love and brotherhood among people. Our correspondent reports that the Iranian president blamed Western countries for the discord among various sects of Muslims.
Iran President Dr. Hassan Rouhani's visit to Hyderabad has evoked a lot of enthusiasm among people, especially in the wake of close historic and cultural relations that the people shared with Iran for centuries. The meeting of the Iranian president last evening attracted many Shia, Sunni and Sufi Muslims, scholars, politicians and eminent people from various walks of life, especially women in considerable number, also attended. The Iranian leader will address people near Makkah Masjid this afternoon after visiting a few historic places in Hyderabad. Lakshmi, AIR News, Hyderabad.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated his new counterpart in Nepal, Mr. K.P. Sharma Oli. He spoke to the new leader over phone yesterday and congratulated him for assuming office as Nepal's Prime Minister. Indian Ambassador to Nepal, Manjeev Singh Puri, met Mr. Oli in Kathmandu and handed over a letter of congratulations from Mr. Modi. External Affairs Minister Sushma Swaraj also spoke to Mr. Oli and congratulated him. A report.
Third time Prime Minister Modi spoke to Mr. Oli after successful historic elections in Nepal. Earlier in December and January also, PM Modi had spoken to Mr. Oli and reiterated India's support to Nepal in its pursuit of stability, prosperity and inclusive development. PM Modi had also reaffirmed India's commitment to strengthen bonds of friendship and work with new government. Mr. Oli had also expressed eagerness to work together with Prime Minister Modi and his government. Rajkumar, AIR News, Kathmandu.
Cyril Ramaphosa, head of the ruling African National Congress, the ANC, has been sworn in as the new president of South Africa. He was elected following the resignation of Jacob Zuma from the post. The 400-member parliament, dominated by the ANC, elected 65-year-old Ramaphosa yesterday as president. The term of the present parliament will end in 2019. The ANC has finished first in every national vote since the end of white minority rule in 1994. In cricket, India will play their sixth and final one-day international match against South Africa at the Centurion today. The match will begin 4:30 p.m. Indian time. The visitors have already taken an unassailable lead by 4-1 in the six-match series. And now for a look at today's newspapers. It's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Gunmala. The Nirav Modi scam implicating the country's second largest public sector bank, Punjab National Bank, continues to make headlines this morning. The Asian Age writes that while billionaire Nirav Modi came under the lens following a fraud of 11,400 crore rupees, a political slugfest broke out between the ruling BJP and the Congress Party. Nirav Modi virus spreading rapidly headlines DNA. On the Prime Minister's campaigning in Tripura, the Indian Express writes, giving his party's high-octane campaign a final push before voting on February 18, Prime Minister Narendra Modi called for uprooting the communists to clear the way for development in the state. We will win and uproot the last red flag, he asserted, taking Tripura to the pinnacle of progress. The Financial Express reports that the pace of goods and services tax GST revenue, which gathered momentum in December after hitting an all-time low in November, has accelerated further in January in what could validate the centre's optimistic estimates of revenue from this comprehensive indirect tax in the recent budget. Hindustan Times reports that Jeffrey Sachs, head of Columbia University's Earth Institute in New York, yesterday said at the World Sustainable Development Summit in New Delhi that Delhi's catastrophic air pollution has made it an unlivable city, and a lack of clarity in government strategy is to blame for bad air and greenhouse emissions not being tackled effectively. And finally, the Asian Age informs us that in a breakthrough, scientists from the Cleveland Institute in the U.S. have successfully reversed the formation of amyloid plaques in the brain of mice with Alzheimer's disease and improved the animal's cognitive function. Staying physically fit could also help keep the disease at bay. And with that, it's back to you, Gunmala.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now before we close the headlines, once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate World Sustainable Development Summit in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi to interact with students on Pariksha Par Charcha. Campaigning for Tripura Assembly elections ends this evening, voting on Sunday. The Election Commission reviews preparedness for Meghalaya Assembly polls. Supreme Court likely to pronounce today verdict on Kaveri water dispute among Tamil Nadu, Karnataka and Kerala. Cyril Ramaphosa sworn in as new president of South Africa following resignation of Jacob Zuma. And in cricket, India to play sixth and final ODI against South Africa this afternoon at the Centurion.
And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.